On St. Peter's Avenue in Kettering. All right, calling South Africa. Calling South Africa. Good afternoon, South Africa. It's where the family of our first guest is listening to their girl now, who lives in Northamptonshire, where she creates amazing ceramic pieces. She does workshops out near Sixfields, chunky vases and bowls, quirky birds. It's amazing what she does. Say hi to Marika du Plessis. Hi, Marika. How nice to see you.
Hi, Bernie. Thank you for having me.
So where in South Africa are your family listening to you now?
Well, my dad, he lives in Dundee. So it's in a province called KwaZulu-Natal.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yes. Near, well, a few hours from Durban, but that's probably the closest city to us.
What's your dad's name?
Niku.
Hi, Niku. So that was your childhood home, was it?
Yes, that was my childhood home. That's where I spent all my years, really, growing up, secondary school, primary school, and then went off to university in Pretoria.
So what then brought you here? Don't say a plane.
Well, yes, actually, so I came to the UK just to get some experience, just to work here and travel a little bit, because back in the days, I've been actually here for 18 years. It's a long time.
Yeah.
So I came to the UK with a suitcase a long time ago, and I was so excited, but it was scary because it was the first time on a plane for me, you know. So
and you came here on your own?
I came here with two other friends from university because I studied teaching in South Africa.
Yeah.
Yes. And we just wanted to travel a bit and have some fun and so on. But yes, it's been many years now, and I never went back to live there. I'm still here.
You're still having fun?
Yes, I love it.
Good.
Yeah.
And were you an arty child? Were you creative?
Oh, goodness. I think, to be honest, I think I was born with a paintbrush under my arm.
Yeah.
I've always done art, always and always, always painting, always making something with clay. Always. I loved it.
And where you lived with your family over there, you had this love of nature. I'm guessing that there would be different native species. So you've got leaves from the bush to work with, haven't you, over there? And
yes.
You've got dock leaves and stinging nettles in Sixfields, but you've got all the leaves from the bush in South Africa.
Yes, definitely. But I do actually use in my work leaves and plants, and then I impress it into the clay. So when you remove the plant or the leaves or flowers, then you get a beautiful shape of and a nice pattern, right? But I have an example here actually in the studio that I brought in to show you. And it's a beautiful ceramic vase made from stoneware clay. And I have a pin cushion protea. I don't know if you've ever seen this before.
Okay.
But it's a beautiful flower that grows in South Africa, mostly in the Cape Province. It's very beautiful. This one is dried now, but they're actually a lovely orange and yellow color.
So it's a ball. The flower, the bloom is a ball in the way that an allium would be over here.
Yes.
I can't tell what that was because it is dried.
Yes. It is dried and it's a little tiny bit broken because...
You brought it
because
in.
Because I press it here into this vase.
Now this vase, this is a big old chunky vase.
Yes, it's heavy.
So how do you make that? Is that a matter of coiling it?
Yes, absolutely. So it's a brilliant process because you roll coils with your fingertips and it's basically like long sausages.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you stack them on top of each other and you have to like slip and score it. So attaching them really, really well because obviously you don't want a leak in your vase at the end. So it has to be joined extremely well.
And inside, I mean, it's smooth, isn't it?
Yes.
You can't feel the ridges of coils. So you've smoothed them in on the inside.
Yes, you smooth it on the inside, you smooth it on the outside, and then obviously the final process to get to the end is glazing your bisque-fired piece.
It's textured, so you've got the plant in there that I can see. So that's the head of, I'll call it the seed head, and you've got the leaves that are embossed in the clay, and then you've got... some rushes, some reeds coming up here, some grasses.
Yes.
And in between those two, if you can picture, they're in different bubbles, if you like, different size bubbles. And in the middle, you've got different shades of blue on textured clay, so it looks a bit beveled, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, because I'm absolutely obsessed with making different marks, like, you know, mark making into my clay. So everything I do will either have like cross hatching or dots. It's very, very detailed.
It's a tactile piece. You want to touch it.
Yes. Oh, you have to touch it to really feel it and get the experience.
And on the side, you've got a bird. That looks to me like a peacock. Would it be?
It's not necessarily a peacock. It could be, but my birds are not realistic at all.
Well, they're beautiful.
Oh, thank you. yes, they're fun to make. But they are called quirky birds. So that's the name, quirky birds. They're meant to be fun.
And these are kind of jade colour. They're pale blue-green, these. And if you know the work of the artist Beryl Cook with their chunky figures, that's the bird I've got in my hand. It's a fat bird with a lovely smiley cartoon face. And then the wings are different layers of the feathers, and they're in different glazes, so they're shiny. The rest of the bird's body is matte.
Yes.
And it's a ball, really. Mm-hmm. Are this solid?
It's not solid. It's actually hollow. So what you do, you make two pinch pots. So basically, you start with a ball of clay, and then you press the inside out. So you hollow it. And then you have two, let's say, half balls, and then you create your own sphere, okay? But if you look underneath, there's a little hole in this bird, because you have to get air flowing through to dry your piece out.
Well, they're amazing. Yes. And they've all got little name tags on them.
They've got,
And that says abundance, because they all mean something, don't they? Your work is very emotive.
Very, very. It's, for me, it's very personal. It's a very sort of an emotional process for me when I make the birds. I hand build it, okay? Each bird is hand built. So I don't do wheel throwing, okay?
Yeah.
And so for that reason, they all look completely different.
Well, this one, the little one, has Joy as a name tag around her neck. You can have a look at the work that we're describing by going on Marika's website. It's marikaduplessis.co.uk. I'll spell that, or Marika will, in just a second. It's amazing work. And you sell these in different shops, different outlets around the county, don't you?
Yes.
Are you at Vintage Guru?
Not anymore. I used to be there. But I do have my work in the Primrose Gallery.
Primrose is lovely.
Thrapston, up there. But I mostly sell on Etsy and through my website. Social media is really good for that as well.
And you run classes. Your day job, do you teach?
This is my day job.
This is what you do.
Yeah, this is what I do from morning to night. I love it. So actually, it's not a job. It's just fun all day long.
I love it that you found a way of using your hobby and your skill to sustain a life.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, it's amazing.
But you do workshops, don't you?
Oh, yes.
So you're going to do these beautiful birds. You can show people how to make the birds.
Right.
Next month.
Yes. To be honest, my workshops are quite popular. People love it. It's wonderful. I have a quirky bird workshop coming up on the 2nd of March.
You do?
So I actually have two sessions. One in the morning starts at 10 a.m., and then at 3 again, but that one is fully booked the afternoon.
Excellent. That's because no one wants to get up early. That's what that
is. No, they want to have a lie in. Yeah, not like me. I get up early to work.
I find early mornings a good creative time.
Oh, absolutely. It has to be dark outside. The house is quiet. You can just be by yourself. That's the best time.
And your workshop is at Sixfields, yeah?
I'm near Sixfield in Hunsbury Meadows.
Okay, yeah,
yes, so it's just up the road.
Very good.
Yes.
Well, again, all that can be found on Marika's website. It's Marika, M-A-R-I-K-A, Duplessis, which is D-U-P-L-E-S-S-I-S. There you go. D-U-P-L-E-S-S-I-S. Duplessis.
Yes.
That's a South African name, is it?
It is South African name, because my husband is South African as well.
Do you know what's amazing is, A, you're wearing beautiful jewellery. Did you make
that? I didn't make this one, but I do make necklaces as well.
Amazing. You've got long dangly earrings with tassels on them, and the colour is matching the colour of your vases.
I know, because who doesn't love blue and teal colours?
Who doesn't?
They're brilliant.
You're a force of nature. I would love to be taught to do this by you.
Oh, yeah, trust me. My workshops are fun. It's wonderful.
Spending 3 hours in your company will be amazing. March 2nd is the next workshop to make these quirky beds.
Yes.
If you go on Marika's website, let's do it again. It's marikaduplessis.co.uk and DUPLESSIS.
That's it. Yes.
It's very nice to meet you. Thanks for bringing these beautiful things in.
Well,
do you want to carry on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thanks, very good.